USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a brief but historic visit to North Korea.
We went and met at the line, and in meeting at the line, I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
President Trump referring to his meeting in the demilitarized zone between the North and South, where he steps up face-to-face with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and the smiley men shake hands before walking into North Korea.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made.
The president says the two leaders have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations and that he plans to have Kim Jong-un to the White House soon. Police in Portland, Oregon say opposing groups of protesters responsible for acts of violence late yesterday that resulted in several arrests, among those protesting members of Antifa and the Proud Boys. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's once dominating lead in the Democratic presidential polls slipping now after what many viewed as a poor debate performance last week. His support dropping from over 41% to 31% after the Thursday debate, according to a Morning Consult poll. Kamala Harris earning the biggest bump, gaining 9 points to nearly 17% support since the debates. It was the first Major League Baseball game ever played in Europe. Yesterday's Yankee-Red Sox game was a slugfest. Played in London, the Yankees won it 17-13. Yankee outfielder Brett Gardner saying it felt like a playoff game.
Definitely feels almost like a World Series game or a playoff series. Very high intensity.
The second of the brief two-game series in London between the Sox and the Yankees is just getting underway now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Congress is a step closer to raising the federal smoking age to 21. A few days ago, a Senate panel passed a bipartisan bill to make it illegal to sell a tobacco product to any person under 21 years of age in all states. It would include members of the military, a category that's exempt in some states that have raised the legal age themselves. The Tobacco-Free Youth Act is a bipartisan bill co-sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Motorists in three states are quickly running out of time to fill their tanks before gasoline tax increases begin on Monday. That's tomorrow, and here's John Clemens with more.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all three of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
And temperatures are so high in Spain that manure has reportedly self-ignited, causing a huge wildfire, as Europe is currently under an intense heat wave. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.